I can smell the bruised grass. The white flannels of my cricket uniform gleam in the early morning sun. I lean forward with my bat as the bowler sends the ball hurtling towards me in a perfect dizzying arc. All my senses are focused on the red ball, blotting out the sun. I swing my bat. The ball flies into the air and out into the stands, and 6 more runs are added to my kitty. The crowd goes wild. Except, in real life, I wasn't the master cricketer who saved any match. I was usually Mr. Butterfingers who dropped the catch. I was the kid who was always the last one to be chosen for the team and then banished to the outer edges of the field where I cowered, hoping no ball really came my way. What was worse, in a country that adored cricket, I couldn't tell a square cut from a cover drive or where the silly point was on the field. But even I can understand the insanity that has gripped India because its greatest cricketer, Sachin Tendulkar, is retiring this week. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata.
The big news that we are breaking at the moment, it is official now. Sachin Tendulkar, India's greatest batsman, has called it a day. The Master Blaster will retire after his 200 test against the West Indies.
A stadium has been named after Sachin. The website selling tickets to his last match crashed almost as soon as tickets went on sale. This is way beyond any ticker tape parade. This is delirium. But as the documentary Beyond All Boundaries explains, cricket is not just a game in India.
Talk about cricket, think about cricket, write about cricket, live with cricket, eat cricket, drink cricket and sleep with cricket.
Beyond All Boundaries tells the stories of the truly cricket-crazed. There's Sudhir, who's 30 and paints his entire body in enamel paints with India's colours before a match. It takes him 2 days to get the paint off. And he says, without batting an eye, he's willing to sell his kidney to get into a game. Beyond All Boundaries screens at the Aquarius Theatre in Palo Alto on Saturday at the South Asian International Film Festival. If nothing else, it gives Americans a sense of why this country of a billion plus is so cricket mad. In a way, I was relieved when I first went to America and could get away from this cricket craziness. Until I discovered, in school fields across the Bay Area, IT engineers turned into weekend cricket warriors. They had teams with names like the San Jose Panthers and the Stockton Fighters. I remember covering them for NPR, getting the players to explain it for American audiences, always in baseball terms.
The bowler has to get the batsman out, just like baseball. So the main motive of the batsman is to save his wicket and then score runs.
But when you watch a player like Sachin Tendulkar, even I understand that great sport exists beyond explanation. As Barack Obama apparently said, "I don't know about cricket, but still I watch cricket to see Sachin play. Because I want to know the reason why my country's production goes down by 5% when he's batting." The hysteria in India over Sachin Tendulkar's retirement is overblown. Experts keep appearing on television to say there will never be another Sachin Tendulkar. But watching the neighborhood ironing man's little son pile up bricks on a street corner and practice swings with his cheap bat, you know that's not true. Because cricket has always been about a bat, a ball, and a dream. More than Sachin Tendulkar, magnificent player that he was, that is the miracle of cricket. Even a Mr. Butterfingers understands that. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Yeah.